support and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
It's the Gamer Show
on the British Tech Network. Live from E3!
And Sam's actually offset there a little bit. There we go, that's better. We are live from E3. We're bringing you up-to-the-minute news from E3. In fact, some of this stuff has not even been released yet. You will find.
We're pre-E3-ing it. Everything that we say is
What's
a prediction.
That's my daughter crying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why is it absolutely beeping quite as much as that?
Does she communicate in binary now?
Yeah, she does, actually. Yeah, it's just my child.
Paul's trained his child.
Yeah. Actually, my other daughter communicates almost entirely.
You do realise a Tamagotchi pet, it doesn't really count as a daughter.
My other daughter actually texts me during the night when she's unwell. We were supposed to have a couple of people here, but we couldn't. BTN couldn't afford it. Whisper biscuits. That's cool. BTN couldn't afford to fly them out to Vegas for E3, so we decided to just go ourselves. So Chris and Bede were supposed to be here, but they couldn't make it, unfortunately. But so we are here at E3 doing up-to-the-minute news as it's released.
Shall we show them the view from our Vegas hotel?
Hold on, I think I can't do that. Bear with me a second. Hang on, I've just got to get the camera working that actually shows the view of the Vegas Hotel. Come on.
I feel this bit might be edited down.
Why? So there we go, I could just show you the camera view out the back. There we go, look.
You're just doing it out the window, aren't you?
No.
Otherwise, they'll see the corpse in the corner.
Now you can see, look there. See, you can see out the back window there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's the Vegas skyline.
Why are we not in that room? It looks much, much nicer.
Well, that is the room we're in. That's just behind the set here. I think, anyway. But anyway, so that's our view at our hotel room. That's Vegas
Paul's
behind us there.
Paul's built a tiny, horrible room within the room for us to live in.
Yeah. Yeah. We're on tour, but I like how Paul still manages to smear his own body sweat on all the walls before starting.
It's not what everybody does when they get to a hotel room.
Marking your territory.
I've got a special spatula that I use to take it off and then smear it down the wall. It's awesome. Yeah.
Quick, I'll get in there with my testicular scent gland.
While we were gone, while we were flying over here, we had some new caricatures done for the BTN Wall of Shame. Would you like to see them, gentlemen? I'm going to take it as a yes. So first of all, we've got Sam here. Oh, wait a minute. That's
I thought you were talking to the fish.
Hold on. I tell you what. I'll do them full screen. Here we go. So that's Sam. Do we like Sam?
I think they could have put me in kind of armour, sculpted muscular armour, actually.
All right.
So, to give a more realistic effect.
Just turn it Is that down. What you wanted? No, I turned me down. I was eating a biscuit. I think it's awesome. We've then got Chiz.
I love how special you look.
You do look a bit special,
happy
actually.
Happy gay icon. Yeah, really. Did I sing it's, in it, steps?
It's Carry On Romans. That's what I'm saying.
But like a more effeminate.
Yeah, ew, Caesar.
Yeah. Biggest dickus.
There we go, that's better. Sam, you were a bit flat there, but I've just put your gain up a little bit. Speaking again.
I've seen his chest, he's definitely not.
No, I'm just
that's
dead.
Better.
I'm
that's
just
better.
Deadpan, Paul.
Okay, cool. And then we've got Chiz. Here's Chiz. There we go.
Is that the...
That's the mulleted version.
Yep.
We also have a non-mulleted version, which Chiz likes to use on weekends and christenings and things like that.
Wait, he just wears the wig when he's swinging. When he's out dogging, he puts the mullet wig on to blend in.
It seems to be a mullet trend with that.
Yeah, I actually
does it.
Do you know what's weird? For some strange reason, they've actually
cornrows and mullets.
They've actually given you stubble when you've got a mullet.
Oh, yeah.
And also your eyes change shape. Look, when I flick backwards and forwards between them, eyes change shape.
Is it done so?
Does he look angrier with a mullet?
Your left eye, your pupils are smaller.
All right.
It's great. Anyway, and they've also redone me as
so Mario. Not only are you in a mullet with a bit of dishevelled, what's this?
Stubble.
Is the word I'm looking for. And out dogging, but you're off your tits at the same time.
Yep.
Good.
I've just realised.
Once again, there's always something you realize once we've started. What have you realized this time?
Hang on. You don't have to bleep out off your tits.
No,
you?
I don't. It just because all right, that alerted me, because I used to bleep that.
Did you?
Mm.
We used to bleep everything.
Yep. We used to be bleep it was, fornication.
It was the binary show.
Apparently, Pat Sharp never looked so fierce.
Yes, I like it.
It actually does look like Pat Sharp. That's awesome. Anyway, so
I'd be Pat Sharp if I could have the twins.
They must be
brewing the funhouse, wasn't it? Yeah.
No, back then.
Oh, back then. You don't want them now.
I have no idea what they look like now, but they're probably pretty...
I would imagine they'll look the same as the other one.
They're probably pretty friggin' haggard.
Yeah, they probably are.
You'd still have them in your funhouse.
No, you're not allowed to call it the funhouse anymore. It was part of the bail.
Why did that happen?
Hopefully that didn't come through in the audio.
It came through my bloody audio.
No, well, let's hopefully not. Anyway. So, if you want a BTN caricature and you want to be part of the BTN Wall of Fame, all you have to do is send Ewan $100 in unmarked bills. That's all. And you will get a caricature. You also get a backstage pass, and you will have your picture framed or put on like some kind of plastic thing and stuck on the wall.
Are we making our caricatures even less special? I'm sorry, I'm spitting over you. Anyway, special by letting the fish have them now as well.
Letting the fish. All right.
Oh, God, I love that.
Yes, I guess we are.
Yeah. I thought we'd agreed that they could have one done if they turned up here greased up in lard, naked, with a collar on.
Coincidentally, the chat room has just suggested that it was Paul in the chat room. Paulum's in the chat room has just suggested the twins sliding down a pole covered in gunge. Just
greased up in lard.
An image
with
for
a collar on.
I have an image for you there. It's awesome.
I think by gunge you mean semen.
I've just noticed for some reason.
Normally,
even
I don't find that term offensive, but when you say it, there's just so much venom in your voice. Yeah.
You know, I fixed the weird only coming out the left speaker thing.
Yeah.
And it's broken again. I've just noticed. I'm going to have to. Anyway. So, E3.
That was a bit harsh, wasn't it?
What?
A bit strong on your S's there, Paul.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Now, apparently, if I do this
and talk across it like this, I don't
you
get...
You look like Lord Grossman. You do.
Yeah.
What is that? And why is it happening?
You're getting messages.
I'm getting messages, but for some reason, I switched it off. I switched on, like,
I keep thinking
mode.
Someone's giving us points for something, and I don't know who's winning.
No, that one was to Chiz. So Chiz is currently winning 2-0.
Yep. Oh, balls. It's like QI. I don't know the rules.
I'm just going to assume it's catchphrase.
So, E3.
And Paul's Mr. Chiz.
I was just thinking. Greased up in lard with a collar on.
It explains his look.
E3. So, just before E3. So the E3,
which is happening now,
but like Thursday just passed, Fallout 4 came out, or rather got announced, I should say.
It did.
It got announced, and along with it came out Fallout Shelter as well, which I'll talk about in a second. But I'm just going to go over to the VT, this is the release trailer that I should have hit before I moved over to the VT.
The disease I caught that time.
So this is apparently gameplay from 2015 Bethesda conference. So this isn't actually the stuff that came out on the Thursday prior to E3 starting.
No, the Thursday was just a trailer.
Yeah.
So this is Monday this is actually or Sunday night or something.
Yeah, this was just Sunday. It was the Bethesda Sunday. It's going to come out November the 10th. This appears to be your character creation screens. Apparently, all they do is they kind of jet some sort of fluid at you, and it changes all your different. I knew that guy. Oh, no, he's changed again. No, I don't know that guy. He's moved. There's not much come out about Fallout 4, really. I was trying to find some information on it, but...
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
Oh, no, there's absolutely nothing.
There's a hell of a lot.
No, nothing.
Okay.
Game show research. Oh, that's fine.
Sam, tell us what's come out.
Yes, you're the Fallout expert. What did you make of the footage?
The one thing I was really disappointed with was that you didn't seem to be able to kind of give the female character a bit of a tash. I find it unrealistic because I see that in most women around here.
And I'm sorry, after a nuclear apocalypse, there's going to be an even higher chance of that.
There's going to be a lot less razors going about, surely.
So, although, as I said, not much information.
Mr. Handy could probably shave it off, I would imagine.
Do you think he used Mr. Handy for masturbation?
So what? I don't know. What do we actually want? Do you want me to cover the entire thing?
No. Just the storyline. What's the plot kind of going on?
Well, they haven't actually revealed the plot. So it's,
well, so they haven't told you anything. Fine. Okay, move on.
Starts before the actual the bombs, right. Before the incident, and you wander around in your house, and a man comes and he tries to flog you. Oh no, he gets your details to.
He tries
flog
to
you.
Flog you.
Like as in the first beat Fallout you. Where you're a character who's existing before the bomb drops.
Yeah.
Because before you were somebody who was born.
You're
in the
descendants.
Vault. Ooh. What's going on with it?
You're okay.
Never mind. Yeah. Before you
is
were
this
basically.
Playing? Is this video playing behind?
Yeah. See?
So yeah, there's the man flogging him their vault tickets.
Oh, selling him, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Are they meant like as in beating him?
No. That'd be ridiculous. Have you been looking through my porn collection again?
No, I haven't been able to sleep since then.
Right, so, yeah, apart from...
let's get to the major...
Bombs drop, you run over, you get into the vault, yay! Yeah. But I think they freeze you or something, and you get out. You're the only survivor from that vault.
How many years was it, they say?
200 years.
200 years ago.
I thought it was 20 years originally. I'd read 20 years a while back,
maybe,
and it's actually 200 years. So the shizzle has hit the fan... And you're running around in the waste, and he's running through his old hometown, and he sees... What was that noise? And he sees...
That's you've been deducted a point.
All the stuff happening. I presume the fact that you have a baby with a name, I presume that character's going to come
into it somehow.
And you
can name your baby, and they've got, like... They're saying they've got, like, hundreds of names.
Which he can say as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He can say, like, you can name it yourself, and he can say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they've... They've recorded like
hundreds of the most popular names.
Yeah. What were the major features that kind of jumped out? Like, I liked the whole. It all looked very much what I expected of Fallout 4 up until the point where the whole base design came into it.
Yeah.
Occupying areas.
For me,
I think it's certain areas. It's not just anywhere.
Totally blue. Yeah. There are certain places where you can. Tear down scrap and build your own buildings and then build defences and build a power grid to feed it in.
You have to link the electricity.
And that, to me, is amazing. And you can set up trade caravans running between your different settlements. And,
cool.
I don't know, kind of build up a power base, I suppose. And the better it is, it kind of attracts other people to come and live there, and you can build shops and traders come down and hang out there, and some of the best gear in the game you can only get that way.
Yeah, and there's a whole in-depth sort of crafting thing to it as well. Now like you have to properly piece things together and actually create your own things, which I think sounds pretty cool.
I was just going to go on to that. That was the thing that really... Bede made a massive stain on my couch because I made him watch, and that whole crafting the guns, because there's, I'm sure he says there's, isn't it something ridiculous, like 16,000 permutations of weapons?
Something like that. I don't remember that. I remember him saying
it's
that
like
sentence, but not the number. Yeah.
Because you can change them in any fashion that you want, but you make these bits up, so you can make a scope out of the lens from a torch.
Paul.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well done. The lens from a torch, like a battery, loads of different duct tape.
Yeah, because they showed in the trailer like launching a teddy bear that blew up when it impacted as well, which... To be honest, like it probably shows we've gone to games where that's not a particularly new thing we haven't seen before. But
no,
you
it's
can,
not.
But still, hopefully, it opens the door to you be able to create your totally bizarre weapons.
I think it's going to be really, really
unique
exciting.
To you.
And then the premise of the actual game is obviously you're out in the way. It's Fallout, but you're in Boston this time, and there are three main factions. Brotherhood of Steel are back in it, and they're kind of the neutral faction. They're neither good nor bad. They just want to hoard technology.
Were they kind of like that in Fallout 3 as well?
Yeah, they're pretty neutral in Fallout anyway.
Is that just them?
They kind of... The ones in New... No, not the ones in New Vegas. The ones in Fallout 3 kind of help people. The ones in New Vegas are a bit selfish. The main Brotherhood of Steel is just not to get in... not to interfere with the locals at all. So they're the neutral faction, and then there's the Railroad, which is the good faction, and they're all for... in fact, they were featured in Fallout 3, and they're all about freeing androids from naughty people who want to enslave them. And then what's the third one? The Institute, who are looking like the bad faction, and they're all about enslaving androids.
Yeah, because like the androids are a proper race in this one, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, they're kind of like actually sentient and thinking for themselves and working together and whatnot.
But I think there's a lot that are kind of slaved.
Mm. Yeah, they're all kind of like a downtrodden race. I think hopefully there's a faction of them which are kind of like, we're going to loot everybody.
Mm.
Don't know why that was my evil robot voice, but there it was.
That is what androids sound like.
Yeah.
All the ones I've met before, anyway. Vance is back in it.
Is that pretty much all that we...
Yeah, but it looks very good. I think it probably was, even though it was probably the first game we saw of the whole E3 thing, it probably was nearly the best game we saw as well, I think. Well,
it will be phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, but definitely the best ones we saw. Well, also did Bethesda show Doom as well?
Which comes out spring 2016, and includes some modding tools called Snap Map, and it's cross-platform as well. So, Sammy, have you noticed this?
Oh, cool. I'm actually quite down with that. That's fine.
Yeah. So Ewan just sent me that. his handiwork as the show went on there. It's pretty
cool. Very good. Fast Photoshop skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's the Doom.
Scroll up, but yep, up that. There it is.
This is absolutely slick as snot tonight. You'd think when we had, we are live, we're right here. So it's trying to pull us together quickly as we go.
It's
difficult going.
We're literally pulling this out of John Carmack's ass right now.
It is literally being streamed on stage as we speak, and we have a guy in there with a video camera sending this up to our hotel room in Caesar's Palace. It's ridiculous, frankly. Anyway.
Paul's in Caesar's Palace, and he's Skyping us to the dirtiest, cheapest motel possible.
Yeah.
That's what you want. That's what you asked for.
We had to carry four dead hookers out of our room before we could even get into it.
You put them there. Well, why didn't you just leave them where you killed them? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I was going to say, they weren't dead when we arrived.
I'm used to having people to carry the dead hookers.
Remember, when they're alive, they're escorts, and when they're dead, they're hookers.
Yes. Oh, Archer, you've taught me so much about life.
Doom. I think it looks quite a fun shooter. I wasn't massively into Doom and these sort of games. Like, it reminds me a bit, the sort of game I'd compare it to is Painkiller, which is basically just killing as much things as you possibly can.
Yeah.
And it's Doom, it has to follow that. If they take it any other route, cause I'm sure I read somewhere they scrapped to the original, it was Doom 4, they scrapped it and started this, because they felt it was Doom 4 was too much like every other shooter out at the moment, so they went back to basics and kind of reimagined, but basically did what the original Doom was, but with today's technology, which makes sense.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Is really the answer on that one.
The cool element is, as Paul said before, is the stat map thing where you basically can create your own levels. It's just like you just easily piece it together from a top-down view using all the building blocks that the developers used to actually make the game, but hopefully in a nice, easy fashion. But yeah, Doom looks fun. Not really my sort of game, but although I enjoyed Wolfenstein, which is kind of similar.
Yeah, it's basically Wolfenstein and Did Doom are pretty much the same thing.
Hmm? Be despised it.
As a new one.
Yeah.
No, it was just a...
I'm quite interested in the...
A to B shooter, but the actual, what's really important with these games is the shooting and the killing has to feel satisfying, and the weapons need to feel really meaty.
Tim said that, but he completely disagreed with him.
I thought Wolfenstein was... I enjoyed it. I didn't think it was amazing, but I bought it on a Steam sale thing and didn't really agree.
I'm quite
enjoyed it.
Interested in the DLC that they brought out recently.
I don't think I'll bother with that. I'll probably wait for a Steam sale on that as well.
Was there anything else Bethesda kind of announced that you were... Oh, there was Dishonored as well, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Dishonored 2.
It was just a CGI trailer, but it's good to know that is coming, and it's two main protagonists in it, rather than... Because you've got... It's Corvo, and you play Emily, is it Cadwin or something like that, who's the girl from the first one.
Mm-hmm. I never finished the main game, but I never finished the DLC.
The DLC was really good as well, I enjoyed it.
I didn't finish it.
Yeah.
Did you get bored? I don't know why. Or just didn't.
Something else took your fancy.
Yeah, probably something else took my fancy.
Sorry, just going back to the Doom thing, the chat room saying Doom was great. It was the first game that actually worked on a lower level PC. Even Wolfenstein was too much for my crap tiny computer in the 1990s. And Chiz is right, the sprites came apart very satisfyingly in the original.
That's coming.
There was actually there was a video I meant to put on the Facebook page where someone's remake, well, using the exact same its graphics, but they've done the original Doom, but they've just made the actual, they made it even more satisfying. There's even more, it's enemies on screen, but the weapons will actually blow them apart in a more real fashion, but still in that graphics. So like, say when you blow something up, the blood will spurt on the roof and
mark the
scene, mark it, and actually roll down the walls and things like that. I saw it in motion. It looked absolutely fantastic. But
interesting.
Yeah, so... I can't remember. Well, it's called Doom something or other, but it's obviously not an official thing. It's just a mod that someone's been working on for a few years, but done a bloody good job with it.
Yeah, definitely. Elder Scrolls card game. You interested in that?
No, feeling you didn't listen to any of them. I just came in with yeah, definitely at the end.
Mm. I've got so many things to be doing while we do this show.
Paul tampers of badgers. Yep, definitely.
I agree. And of course, the mobile shelter, which we alluded to earlier, which I've yet to get into, I have to say. I think it's just because I've not spent too much time. Fallout Mobile game, Fallout Shelter.
I just wondered what mobile shelter was. There was like a bus shelter or something on wheels.
Surely most shelters are mobile. That's kind of by definition. If they weren't, they would be houses.
Okay. All right. Ish.
Ish. No. Basically, it's sort of a SimCity, thank you. The last Whisper Biscuit.
I really enjoyed it. And I don't say that about many mobile apps.
I know.
I've not played it.
High praise from you, Sam.
I've had two poos worth of play with it, so I've not played it very long.
Amy is addicted to it.
Wait a minute. That's a good 40 minutes for me.
What?
Per poo?
No, 20 minutes each. Come on. I'm not a freak.
This is when he's wasting time at work. That's 40 minutes per poo.
5 minutes for the poo, then another 30 minutes to poke it down. And actually chop it up through it goes through the system.
Poo sticks. No house is complete without them.
It's annoyed when you have to climb off it at the end.
I have a little stepladder beside my toilet just for that reason. The Microsoft conference, of course, was Monday night.
Got a stair lift installed for it.
Sorry, hang on. What day... is today, Paul?
Well, you see, because we just said that we were streaming the Bethesda conference live, it must be Sunday, June 14th at the moment, right? So that means...
The Microsoft one is tomorrow, but we're
going to change their T-shirts.
We're clairvoyant.
We do the Monday night one.
I'll just turn it round. That's what I normally do with clothes.
There we go.
Are we the new kid from South Park who can travel through time with his farts?
It's now Monday night. I'm a little bit, you know, just relaxed, taking my shirt out a wee bit. It's been a good couple of days.
Gosh, it's been hot.
It's now Monday night, and it's a Microsoft conference. They announced a whole buttload of stuff. Probably the one that was getting the most press, actually, weirdly, out of all the things, was the new controller.
I'd say the backwards compatibility's had the most...
I think it's probably 50-50.
backwards compatibility is...
So this is the Verge's video talking about the new controller, which basically, as you can see in the video here, it comes apart, allowing you to customise it in some way. Now, when I first heard about this, before I heard the price tag, frankly,
I thought,
this is chiz down to the ground, because you bought into that... there was a controller that came out a few years ago where you could kind of pop up the D-pad and
for the 360, yeah. But they've managed to fix it, obviously, with Xbox One, because the reason they couldn't have the D-pad that's on the Xbox One on the 360 was then Nintendo had a patent on that style of D-pad, and Sony's got a patent for their style, so Xbox had to come up with their own, which was crap. And then the patent from the Nintendo one ran out, so that's why they've been able to basically use the Nintendo sort of D-pad now, which works. So I've got no real need to actually faff about the D-pad now, because the D-pad on the current Xbox One controller works much, much better than the 360. But the sort of things that you can do with this controller, like it's a paddles on the back, we seem would be quite handy for some games. Like,
definitely.
Like,
yeah.
You could actually, well, especially for racing games, you could use them to actually... It's paddle shift your gears and whatnot.
I think I would feel more natural in the triggers for shifting gears and things like that.
I see.
Your triggers are your accelerator and your brake. That's where that they'll feel better using them for your.
Sorry, normally the shoulder buttons that are the gears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you
sorry, yeah, I said triggers. So, yeah, sorry.
No, but if you change it to the paddles at the back, I think
that'll
feel better, because then you're not holding the controller with four fingers at the top, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I agree.
All I see when looking at that is my dog and your baby choking to death.
Yeah, on all these bits.
Yeah,
definitely. It looks quite cool.
It does.
I was interested. I knew it'd be more expensive than standard controller, but not £130.
£130. It's $150.
Yeah, I'm happy enough with my current Xbox One controller. But as I say, it's for people who... a more serious in the game than actually.
And you can customise it as well. You can remap all the keys and things like that, which is quite cool. It's
tailored to the actual hardcore sort of pro scene folk who actually attempt to make a living out of playing games. Or
those like 4% of the overall population actually care that much about.
Can I just say, there was a man floating on water jet streams. How many cool hoverboardy things are coming out in the moment?
I know, did you see is it Lexus?
The bike thing? The Lexus have the board that hovers, but only above a specially made skate park in...
Baby blood.
Yeah,
so it's lured in baby blood.
But it's super cooled by liquid nitrogen or something.
Yeah.
But they've made like a Star Wars jet bike.
Michael J. Fox's spinal fluid.
They've made a Star Wars speeder. Star Wars speeder. They made it.
Yeah, kind of like...
It works.
Yeah, was it the US Army or something?
Yeah. How cool is that? We're living in the future.
Right, okay.
Some hair dryers.
This gets announced in 2 weeks, just so we're all aware here.
I just predicted all of this.
Yeah, and then you made a video up.
I did.
To explain it all. There we go. So here's the Lexus hoverboard. Wait, come on. There you go. It's actually quite cool.
Do we not have enough to talk about, rather?
Come on.
It actually looks like something out of Star Wars.
Why is it smoking?
Because it's cool. Super cool by liquid nitrogen or something. But how amazing is that? Go and try and see if you can find it.
Sorry, it needs to be super
very
cooled.
Quickly. Sorry, I just think these are
amazing. That sounds like you've got an explosive piece of equipment that you're standing on.
They're probably a little bit dangerous at the moment.
Hover bike, is it?
Yeah, something like that.
Why are you actually typing YouTube?
Is it one of these?
Could be, yeah. No,
that's, yeah.
Okay, let's have a look at this.
No, it needs to look a lot cooler before it's a speeder bike.
There is a cooler one than that I've seen.
I think that was the video below that one, because I saw this one a few years ago, I'm sure.
Okay.
Is it not that one there?
It could be.
That says it's last year.
Okay, can we go back to E3?
Yes, please.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so the other things that were announced, of course, as you would expect, new Halo game, Halo 5 Guardians.
Yep. Looking forward to that.
New multiplayer mode called Warzone. I'll just flip over to the video for a
moment. Yeah, that seems to be inspired a little bit by Destiny of all games as well, although it's, how many players was it? Was it 12v12? Multiplayer, but you had AI opponents as well, where you had to control either certain areas or kill a Promethean Guard or a Covenant Elite and his grunts to get extra points, and then you build up rec points, and then you can actually start buying his vehicles to put on the map and use. And yeah, I thought it looked pretty cool and a bit mad. And I think what will be pretty good about it is, even if you get people who are not so good at Halo, like Sam, they can still do stuff by avoiding the good players.
When it comes to capture the flag, I am amazing.
It's just because everybody assumes you're going to... Me as well, Sam, to be fair. But everybody assumes me and you are going to be crap, so they just don't bother worrying about us.
I refer to you as the distraction. As in, if I could, I would put, like, in Gears of War, you'd be the person I'd put a smoke grenade onto and let you run about the map.
The chat room has said that they are waiting for the Boon first-person shooter so they can shoot Neil Morrissey in the face. And they're just waiting on lawnmowers that hover. Oh, wait. Okay.
Hover lawnmowers.
Hover mowers.
Wouldn't that be called like a fly mow?
Well,
they don't really hover.
They do,
why would you want a lawnmower and that also hovers above the grass so it's not cutting it?
So it's really good as long as I want my grass at about a foot.
The pointless lawn hoverboard.
Why wouldn't you want your grass that light? Anyway, so that was Halo. It's going to come out in October. Multiplayer maps are several times larger than in past games as well.
It's much more expected. And
it's Halo.
It's four player, it's co-op, but with eight different Spartans. So you got like it's Locke's team with Buck, who returns from ODST. It's ODST, who's played by, it's Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
He's back again, which is quite cool, and this time he's a Spartan now.
I love his name.
And
love his name? I just love
Nathan Fillion. Yeah. And they're hunting down...
Nathan.
The Master Chief and his four-man Spartan team, who apparently went a bit rogue. Which I'm sure we'll find out more about the plot when it actually releases.
Gears 4 comes out in Christmas 2016. I'm just flying through them now. It's far too much to do.
Graphically, it looked really good, but gameplay-wise, I wasn't overly wowed about it, but I suppose it's early days yet.
Yeah, Gears of War is an Ultimate Edition available in beta, so that's basically the first Gears of War coming out in the Xbox One.
Yeah, I had a quick shot of the beta. Pretty much Gears of War, except better graphics and faster frame rate, so that's pretty cool. I don't think it's available now if you're listening to this in the future.
If you happen to be listening to this sort of the last weekend in June, beginning of July, kind of that time.
Yeah, I think it's finished.
Yeah, I think it's probably finished now. So if you're listening to this like soon as I post it in July, it'll be missed. But if you're listening to it live, it's there. Good.
One thing that I'd always remember at E3 is the game looks very, very pretty, but always remember when the game comes out, it really actually looks as good as that.
Did either of you play the last Gears of War that came out?
Yeah, I really enjoyed Gears 1 and 2, but at time...
Loved Gears 1, 2 and 3, I think.
Yeah, but time 3 came around, I felt pretty much bored with it. Well, not
violated.
I was done with it. I just kind of felt...
Not going to go so far as to violated?
No.
I hated them all, and then I played through them all on my 30th birthday, after you guys had left. I just sat and played through all three of them.
Did you?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy them in the ending?
No, not really. It's like a horrible punishment. Do you not remember my rants about that?
I could spend time in this lovely cottage with my girlfriend and my dog, or could I just sit and play three games that I dislike back to back?
That's exactly what I want in my miserable, horrible life.
You're the sort of guy that punches your own erection, aren't you?
I do. Staples, actually. Straight into it.
Nice.
Yeah. It looks good, but it doesn't. The trailer doesn't give too much away apart from how it's going to roughly look. And yeah, but looking forward to hearing more about it. But I need to be sold. I'd say the gameplay after it was Gears of War, I felt kind of tired of it. But it's not to say that they're bad games and they're good multiplayer games. Hopefully, when it comes round, I might be back into it again.
Sea of Thieves was also announced. Release window, according to the Microsoft press conference, not solidifying a launch time frame for the game just yet.
Ready when it's ready.
Yeah, which is a good, I kind of like that kind of approach, because it means you're going to get a crap game.
You're missing the most important thing about this game, is it's Rare's first proper game in a very, very long time.
Well, that's true, so the last one would have been Banjo-Kazooie, probably, wouldn't it?
Perfect Dark Zero or something.
It's about the same time as Perfect Dark Zero and Banjo-Kazooie and all that stuff.
Roundabout. So it's about time they got
this does look
to actually make a proper game.
Their
well, it's Microsoft have basically forced them to make Kinect crap for years.
Yeah.
So they've eventually got their own game, and it looks pretty cool. Basically, although the multiplayer element will always kind of depends who you're playing with online, but it's a rare game, and it's pirates and having your own ship and working together against other people with their own ships. So if it works as well as I imagine, it'll be awesome. But I suspect
if I work as well as I imagine, it's going to be crap. If it works as well as I want it to, it's going to be awesome. I think that's probably more accurate. It's Xbox One. The graphics look kind of cartoony, which is fine.
It's rare. It's their style.
Yeah.
Thin man pulling on the ropes there.
He's a pirate.
Very thin.
He's like a slave.
There we go. And he's also a thin man.
They are very thin.
He's a skeleton.
You get walked a plank as soon as we get on our boots.
I'm desperate for a decent pirate game, I have to say. There's been a couple of them I've been burned with recently, pirate games.
If you ignored all the crap with Assassin's Creed 4 and just imagine it was a pirate game, there was a good pirate game in that.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of Assassin's Creed crap you had to grow up with.
You had to deal with as well.
That's a good charge.
Looks quite interesting.
And it's rare, so there's always a good chance it'll be good.
Yeah. Scrolling. Forza 6. So in our Facebook group, we popped the video up for this. We've got a preview video of this. Stephen Robertson, I've changed the page here. Hang on, I'll have to go somewhere else and read what he said. Just talk amongst yourselves while I bring this up.
This is about cars and stuff, isn't it?
It's the first time they've introduced weather. They've got rain and night racing, but it's not dynamic. It's static. So basically, if you do a night race, it's night when you start and it's night when you finish. Unlike Project Cars, where you can actually change any time of day and speed up and whatever. And same with the rain. Well, this can start dry and then it gets wet, and then it'll get dry again. Whatever you want to set up. But this one,
It looks sexy.
It looks fantastic, and I'll probably will be picking it up. But I kind of hope, after playing Project Cars, I need this to be much better than Forza 5, because I can't go back to it's Forza 5 now, because the hand one just doesn't feel great anymore. Mm. While it's Project Cars, I'm really enjoying. So hopefully this is really good, and I probably will buy it, because I need another game for my steering wheel.
Stephen Robertson in the chat room says, Project Cars goes on eBay when he saw this video. But you reckon there's room for both?
No, there's room for both, because it's Project Cars is a proper sort of racing game with proper racing cars. This you could take as more a racing game, but not quite as real as Project Cars. It's more about racing and upgrading sort of like cars you can buy in a shop. Well, it's Project Cars is all about its proper racing breed cars, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense, probably.
Yeah, it does. Even I got it.
Here we go.
There is a couple other things just to skip through about the Microsoft announcement.
That was a rude word.
Some of the other things that should be mentioned around the Microsoft announcement was the only really nod they did to the HoloLens was they had Minecraft.
Which was a really impressive demo, I thought.
Yeah, it looked really cool. It still
won't work as well as that. But.
No, I mean, I'd be interested in it, but there appeared to be that you had to use the controller still. You could kind of look about and things, but...
It's got the motion thing, you can actually use your hands to zoom in. The guy was using his hands in front of him to actually do things, so he didn't really need the controller at that point. But I'm still confused. Is that working off Xbox One, a PC, and an Xbox One? Or,
yeah, I know.
And I don't know, there's a lot to it. And apparently, the field of view isn't what we saw in that camera. It's the field of view. If you imagine a deck of cards about that off your face, that's a field of view. Your peripheral... its vision won't see it, and it will appear like a square, rectangle.
Right, did you try Google Cardboard that I gave you?
I did. It was balls.
Okay,
end of that one. Right, so Minecraft...
But that's HoloLens. Not the same thing as HoloLens. It's HoloLens is augmented reality while that's
VR. It is,
VR.
I was just curious about you're using that. So we've covered the new controller. Backwards compatibility, of course. Chiz kind of touching this at the beginning there. It's going to be around at the end of the year.
Oh, he's touching it.
Microsoft will make the first batch of around 100 last-generation Xbox titles using... the suspicion is, in the internet, that it will be the games that are using the Microsoft framework that they were trying to get games to use. So, unfortunately, unfortunately, despite the fact that Red Dead Redemption is the top of the list, it may not actually be one of those because it's not using the same Microsoft framework. Promise that players won't have to pay for titles they already own.
Yeah, but
so we'll see about that one.
It's cool they're doing that. Hopefully, as they go, they'll be basically at some point we'll have all the 360 games on it. But
yeah,
I think they're saying that there's an issue with games that are multi-disc, but they reckon they'll solve that. But yeah, it basically sounds like the emulator will work like an app. Basically, you download this 360 app to your console, put in a game you already own. It'll download the game that'll work rather than installing off the disc, because that's usually basically just use the disc to verify you own it. Mm-hmm. You download it and then play it, and all the games you own as that are a digital game that you owned on your 360, it's attached to a game tag, you can download them fine and play them.
Cool.
So yeah, it's cool they're doing it, but hopefully it won't go the same way as the 360, which they started doing that in the 360, but it died and they didn't actually support that many games from the Xbox One. Well, the original Xbox, I should say.
Indeed. The chat room is coming out in defence of Google Cardboard. Apparently it is not how you suggest, Chiz. Apparently it's very good.
Yes, that's what I'm going to put on it. Oh, so I was bald.
Well, you downloaded the wrong app.
Did you program it?
Apparently, the Dive City Coaster for iOS for Google Cardboard is awesome. I haven't actually tried that one. I've tried a couple of other ones that were on iOS, which is quite interesting. And, of course, don't forget, the Oculus Rift will be at the Bash. That is the first weekend in July, the 4th and 5th of July.
Yeah. You and Rankin Ball Simulator.
Indeed, indeed. We should make that game.
Why would you make that game?
There was an announcement of a classic collection from Rare, 30 games, Perfect Dark, Conker's Bad Fur. It'll be $30 this August, no announcement of any UK pricing. Unfortunately, no GoldenEye or Donkey Kong Country due to obvious tie-ins with Nintendo.
Although that's not what Rare said.
Really?
Yeah. When they got asked about that, they said it's not really doing the license, and they decided to choose games that actually defines Rare rather than games that are games that are about a film or whatnot. They decided they're only putting in games that
that's fair enough,
that they created and made. But at the same time, it's like, I still want GoldenEye in there.
Yeah, totally, you would want that. Other things that have been...
But the Donkey Kong game, yeah, that would have been a licensed thing.
From Mega Man's co-creator and the makers of Metroid Prime. Kiji Infatune? I don't know. Inafun? And we're going to go with Kiji Inafun. Is a new game called Recore, mashup of Star Wars and Wall-E. It actually looks quite cool. Spring 2016, that one comes out.
It was a CGI trailer, so we don't know too much about
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah. Game preview, buy and play unfinished games.
What was the last one?
It was a game called Recore.
Yeah, I actually really liked the look of that one.
Yeah, so did I. Apart from the fact that Chiz quite rightly says it wasn't in-game graphics.
No, it wasn't. But CGI. I really liked the look of that, and the premise looked pretty cool as well.
And the guy behind it made Metroid Prime, which
shut off a fan,
I adore.
Let us boil, you bastard.
I have. It's an actually working clock, look.
Very good.
Game preview, apparently.
His laugh
Microsoft
makes everything worse.
Microsoft are releasing a game a system.
We can't beep that lies.
And again, Paul.
Sorry.
Game preview, similar to Steam's Steam Early Access.
Yep, I had a shot of
buy and play unfinished games. You kind of had a shot, it's not happened yet.
No, it is. Elite Dangerous is up to download and play now.
Like now?
Yeah.
Wow. And of course, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Christmas 2015, 360 and Xbox One, and it will be out before the PlayStation. Is this the first Tomb Raider game that's came out before the PlayStation as a Xbox?
It's a timed exclusive. What I remember, the original Tomb Raider was Sega Saturn exclusive, and then Sony kind of snagged off.
Always Sony. It was the same as Uncharted. It was part of the same thing.
It was I'm sure the first Tomb Raider came out in the Saturn first. And then when they realised, this is not selling many consoles, we better get it on the PlayStation.
Yep. Electronic Arts came along next, 1 p.m. Pacific time on the Sunday, and probably their biggest announcement was Star Wars Battlefront, which we have the trailer for.
Huzzah!
Which looks quite cool.
Yep, looks very, very good. Although, hopefully, it plays good.
Apparently, this is pre-alpha gameplay. It will be out November the 17th for PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. And this is, of course, on the PlayStation, as it says on the screen here. Guy running along the corridor.
Don't describe videos. Jesus.
Yeah, only I can do it.
But yeah, It all looks. You have to bear in mind this is all staged. What it's DICE always do, like a.
That was my only problem actually with the Minecraft one. It was
everything
when
staged,
he was describing
yeah.
it was so scripted.
Mm-hmm.
It was. They didn't do anything off the cuff.
Yeah. It still looked.
It was
cool.
amazing,
yeah.
But
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's like with everything at E3, you do have to take everything with a pinch of salt.
Of course,
but. It does look like it sounds obviously Star Wars, which it's a sound effect. So always make the hairs in the back of my neck stand up and in my balls. But
I don't have that problem.
But
God, it's heavy going this.
He's got no pubes. But yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna say. But yeah, how many players is it? 20 v 20?
A lot.
Yeah, but something like that.
And the space battles, well, not. I'm sorry, there's no space battles, but even the flight battles look fantastic as well, which in Battlefield 4, I was never a fan of. Like, flying the jet and actually being very good at it took a lot of practice, and I just didn't have the patience for it. And whenever I got in the jet, there was always somebody who was much, much better than me and shut me down within 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But... yeah, it just looks great. It's Star Wars. Star Wars.
It does
Wars.
Look brilliant.
It does. I think
Star
the
Wars.
Last one.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Star Wars. Star Wars.
But at some point, one person in each team will become Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker on this map, at least. Like I think in
does that
certain
depend
maps,
on how good you are?
I don't know. I
would love it.
Because I don't think I'll ever become.
Yeah. Hopefully there'll be some sort of balancing thing. I think it'd be quite cool if you could set where the worst player becomes that, then it'd become really...
basically impossible to kill.
Yeah, but it gets rewarded to the worst player on the map because
God.
They're not doing anything anyway.
It's going to be like Darth Vader the whole time.
But then again, if it works with that...
between me and you.
Are people going to be purposely bad just to get that character?
Yeah. I am your father!
It would be quite cool if it was random, though.
Yeah.
Because then that means that sometimes there isn't like an incentive to be crap.
Yeah.
But equally, the crap players get the opportunity now and again.
It seemed like from one of the previews I read of one of the guys, one of the journalists that actually managed to play as Luke Skywalker, he said that he died and respawned and he saw there's something on the map that you can pick up which either gives you like a rocket launch or various things, or usually kind of a yellow shiny power-up thing, and he wasn't sure what it was till he ran around and picked it up, and it ended up being the one to turn him into Luke Skywalker. So it maybe is. I'm hope which sounds maybe like it's going to be a mad. As soon as everyone knows it's on the map, it's just going to be a mad sort of rush.
Yeah.
Everyone rushing towards that. But hopefully they'll try and suss some sort of way for it to work. But needless to say, I think most of us are going to end up buying this.
I would say so.
Although I did get heavily burned by Battlefield 4, so hopefully this actually works well.
Yeah.
We'll see. It should be pretty cool.
It should be.
I suspect it'll still be broken for the first few days of release.
Well, we can still just run around going...
or we could play the game. Need for Speed is back in November. How are you
Good.
Guys really excited about that?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. Really am.
I don't remember the last time I played.
Need for Speed.
I am so fed up.
You know, I'm not even sure if I ever played a Need for Speed game. Now that I think about it,
just in general with Need for blooming Speed, bloody theme park ride.
I know. Mass Effect Andromeda.
Theme park ride? What?
Because it feels like a theme park ride because you can on rails. It's Christmas 2016. Not too many details in this one yet. Looks kind of pretty.
Just a CGI trailer, but which I didn't see even pointing because we knew they were making it. They already announced it. And they've just shown a CGI trailer of a game they've already announced. So it's like,
incredible.
Okay.
Not quite sure on the idea, the premise behind that.
From what I've read and heard, it's basically you're a guy that's been sent out into deep space to find somewhere else where, a planet where you can basically try and colonise because Earth's dying or something.
Huh.
And that's the idea where, and then as you go, you're probably pissing off a lot of aliens.
Sweet.
And shagging your way through them as well.
Yeah, that's probably how. Just cuckolding a whole load of alien husbands.
You're purple.
And then they're all furious.
You're purple. I've not shagged a purple one before. Yeah, let me check my book. I've got green, yellow.
Tick, tick, tick. A lot of browns. A lot of brown stars here.
An epic role-playing game returns. I'm quite looking forward to this one because, I think it was one of our favourite games of last year.
I'm not.
No.
Really?
I feel, really, they could have just left it.
I was a bit shocked. I did not see this one coming. I'd not heard any details about this at all. This is, of course, sorry,
especially after
those of you
not
watching the video, it's the South Park the Fractured But Whole. So this is the sequel to South Park the Stick of Truth.
Yeah, especially after as Matt Stone and Trey Parker said, well, they were making this one, they would never make a computer game again, but they've come and said, it wasn't until at the very end of making this game, they kind of realised what they needed to do. So they thought, well, we need to take another stab at this. And listen, they've learned their lessons and reckon they can make a really good game. Although, I really enjoyed...
Yeah, so did I.
I really enjoyed the first one.
That I enjoyed the first one as much, I have to say. Given that I don't really like the TV show, I actually really enjoyed the game.
And apparently you play the... It's a new kid again in this, and it carries over. And it's kind of where the title... Actually, where the title of the game, which is obviously amusing, but actually ties in, because the character that you play in the first one, he had a special sort of fart... It was fart powers, and apparently the premise behind this is, if you're able to bend time with your farts, would that fracture your butthole?
Nice. Okay. So this question was from Ubisoft. The other thing they really talked about was Tom Clancy's Division, but we've seen that a number of times over the course of the last couple of years.
The only interesting thing I thought, we kind of saw a bit more of it. One aspect they showed off was how easy it was to basically to screw everyone over. Because they showed a bit where it was a four-man team working together to get some stuff. They meet a random, it's two-man team who ends up helping them. And at the very end, when they're about to extract it, one of the main guy, the guy who you're seeing from his perspective, basically betrays all of them and kills everybody and takes all the stuff.
Nice,
as you do.
Yeah, so it's kind of like Asshole Simulator.
Nice.
So yeah, I think one of those games where you can't really trust anyone, and if you do meet someone, everything's going to have to be, tread it carefully, even when you're playing with your friends. It'd be really quite tempting just to screw somebody over like you're
me.
Good. Yeah.
Cheers.
This next one, Horizon Zero Dawn. This one looked quite cool, actually.
Was this from a random name game
generator?
How many times have you heard Horizon the title and Zero Dawn, and Dawn? And they've just put in the three most common computer game names and made one game.
Well, it's from the folk who made
Killzone. Game name.
You know, I mean, Killzone's fairly generic shoot-em-up title. So no release date on this one yet. It does look kind of cool. I mean, the basic premise is you run about killing dinosaurs. Robot dinosaurs, very true.
Yeah.
So it's a post-apocalyptic thing where they have lost connection with the fact that they built up humans built up civilization, and they just don't see themselves as connected to those people anymore. Mm. Mm-hmm. And then there's all these robot dinosaur things wandering about.
Can you rule? I take it they're basically in charge, even if they're, like, they're animalistic, they're probably... They're top of the food chain, probably, if there is a food chain. But they seem to be still kind of...
Hunting them.
Even the machines are harvesting things still to use it for some sort of manner. But yeah, it looked very, very good.
I'm going to try and fast forward so we can actually see some dinosaurs in this.
Towards the end, when she's actually doing the hunting.
Here we go.
So yeah, she's trying to kill off some of these kind of birdie ones. And then, the big protector... Tron comes through.
Yeah. It looks graphically fantastic again, but as I say, bear in mind, it probably wouldn't look that good when you actually get it in your console, but hopefully.
Yeah.
Running away!
But at the same time, I don't have a lot of faith in Guerrilla Games making an exceptional game, because they've made very meh games so far.
Yeah.
But this seems to be more ambitious from them, and they're trying something a bit different, and the idea behind it's quite cool.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So, other things that were announced at the Sony...
But the name of the game's bloody horrendous.
Well, or genius, all at the same time. Other things were announced, of course, we heard about The Last Guardian, which made a lot of people very happy.
10 years ago.
Yeah, it concludes the trilogy of Ico and the Shadow of Colossus, and it'll come out on PS4.
I never really played much of Ico, but Shadow of Colossus is
you
a
loved
fantastic
that.
Game.
Yeah.
If anyone ever argues that computer games aren't art, show them that game, and that proves them wrong.
Uncharted, of course, is a new Uncharted coming out for next-gen consoles, or current-gen consoles, I should say now. Uncharted 4, A Thief's End, comes out in 2015, which is now, so
Looked fantastic as well.
Yeah. I do like the Uncharted games. I'm very recently into the Uncharted games. You just gave me one.
They kind of play like an interactive Indiana Jones.
They do.
And what's really good for a game is that they're surprisingly quite... They're well-written and witty and well... acted and everything, and like you could watch it and it would still be better than a lot of the films that try to be like
Indiana Jones.
And like for example, the Uncharted games are better than the last Indiana Jones film.
Anything is better than the last Indiana Jones.
And it looks gorgeous. And I'm very much looking forward to this one.
Yeah. They didn't really talk about Project Morpheus that much. In fact, I think it was only the words Project Morpheus or Morpheus was mentioned like twice.
It's a hard thing to show VR. I think it's I think they had some stage demos on the show floor and whatnot. But even then, I've not heard too much about it. There was a few games that kind of got mentioned, but nothing that really caught my eye. Or I think VR is one of the things it's going to be a hard sell. It's going to be hard to try and sell it to people who can't get on their face, if you know what I mean. It's like seeing it on a TV or on your PC, you're not getting the effect. You kind of go, yeah, it just looks like a game.
Yeah,
it's not until you actually put on, the AR stuff that Microsoft did, at least they can actually show that off. You can't do that with VR.
There was a lot of kind of people feeling that this E3 was just going to be about virtual reality, and that was all. And we saw that a little bit from HoloLens. We saw nothing from Project Morpheus, a little bit from Hive, and a little bit from Oculus Rift, but nothing.
They had their own. It was Oculus the week before. They had their own press conference where basically they showed it off, which was really funny. The guy kind of unveils it, is expecting tons of, and he stands there for like what feels like 10 minutes, like expecting folk to go. But it's like it leaked like a week before. Everyone knew what it looked like, so it was just like tumbleweed silence, kind of going, "Yeah, we've seen it. Get to the point."
Some other things were mentioned in the Sony press conference: Street Fighter V, which no one plays. No Man's Sky. No Man's Sky. Yet another video. Still no release date, which is.
I think that game's still a long way off.
Yeah. Final Fantasy VII, which of course is a remake, because we're now at Final Fantasy VII.
There's a lot of hype over that.
I loved Final Fantasy VII, but at the same time, I kind of like, I want something new rather than I'm kind of like, it's not quite a remaster, because apparently they're remaking it, which is a bit more interesting than the remasters, but it's like, I'd rather have a new experience than retelling an old game. It is a classic, but at the same time, it's maybe a sign that there's not been a Final Fantasy anywhere near as good as that since.
I've never played
it. Final Fantasy VIII I quite enjoyed, but ever since then, I think they've been pretty crap.
I've played a couple, but I really couldn't tell you which ones they were.
But I say, it's Final Fantasy VII absolutely made a lot of... it was Manchild's very, very happy that day. But at the same time, they've only just started. This game's like years away.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's still kind of felt, all right, okay, but you're still not showing me anything. Which I kind of felt the whole Sony, its conference was.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot of, because of The Last Guardian and things like that.
Yeah, like,
as well.
It was like every big game they showed was like either next year or sometime.
Yeah.
They've got nothing this year at all.
Uncharted 4 is this year.
That's next year.
Not according to the little bit of paper that I wrote, down on.
It's definitely 2016. Spring 2016, apparently.
This is Hitman, creatively called Hitman. No real details on this one. And as I mentioned the last one, I like the Hitman games, but I get bored really easily because you don't have to be stealthy. And I know we've discussed this at length, so we don't need to go back into that.
Supposed to be.
Yeah.
From this one, this sounds like that they're taking a different route with it, where the levels are much, much larger. And they're selling it as a normal game, but you'll get it over, like, say, a year. You'll get more levels added to it. And they're adding certain contracts. You can create your own things, but also they'll add in, it's certain contracts where, for example, a certain guy will appear in the map and you have to kill him, but you've only got one chance and there's one open.
Right, okay.
If you miss him, he's gone. You can't replay it.
Right.
So it's actually kind of forcing all the folk who are hardcore in this game to actually sus a way to get that guy, and if you fail that time, you'll never get him again.
Yeah.
Which I think is quite an interesting way to actually go about it. And actually, it sounds like it's a much more, rather than going down a stupid sort of, it's linear story and one way to do everything, which the past few, it's a past few games have started to do, they've now went much more open, and you're now able to do whatever the hell you want to do and be. But with these sort of games, it's all about being, you can go all, it's guns blazing, but to play it properly, you want to be as quiet and as stealthy as you can. So I've got an eye on this, and that the idea behind it's quite interesting, but at the same time, it could fail in its arse.
Yeah.
Because if there's not enough sort of content there when you first get it, you're waiting a long time to get more content.
Yeah.
He still looks very... what's the actor that played him in the film? Who I quite like.
Timothy Olyphant.
He still looks very Timothy Olyphant in it. I don't know.
In that one, yeah.
Nintendo, of course, had their normal, we're not going to pay for our staff to fly to Las Vegas, we're going to keep them all in Japan and do a web conference. And they discussed a whole bunch of stuff on June the 16th at 9 a.m.
Did you see the Muppet thing at the start?
No, I didn't.
They actually got Jim Henson to create all the...
Really? They got him up from the grave?
From the grave?
Dug him up,
They mashed him in the grapes. They got the Jim Henson guys to create... it was the Muppets of all the heads of Nintendo, and they all turned into Star Fox characters and stuff as well.
Nice, I didn't see that. So, of course, as just mentioned...
Nice research.
Segway, there we go. So Star Fox comes out Christmas 2015. So this is, of course, on the Wii U, so you can see the gamepad there playing away there.
I did love Star Fox.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of Star Fox, and I probably will get this game because I need a game from a Wii U. But I'm not overly impressed with what I've seen of it. But hopefully it plays a lot better than it looks.
Yeah, well, I mean, generally there wasn't anything earth-shattering that came out of the Nintendo conference at all.
No, apart from Star Fox and the rest, it was just...
Yeah, this, yeah,
3DS games. Yeah,
Super Mario Maker, which comes out on September the 11th. Build your own Super Mario levels.
That might interest you, but does it?
I don't know. It's probably one of them games that I'll go, yeah, that's awesome. Play for it for about 5 minutes and then go...
If you've got a demo of it to try it out or something.
Yeah, I'll probably get bored of that. Amiibo in Skylanders. I thought that was an interesting partnership, purely from a financial perspective.
Who are these people buying these Amiibo crap?
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, some kids do, and
it makes no sense.
I get it, but...
It's a way for them to take content away from you and sell to you. It's like, there's content with this game, but you can only get it if you buy this stupid plastic toy, then activate it. And it's like, why is this content that you've made for this game not already in this game?
Well, it is in that game, that's the fact.
Yeah,
about it.
I know. But they're looking away behind these stupid dolls.
But what I found really interesting was them doing a partnership with Activision, so that your Amiibo characters, you're actually going to bring Nintendo characters to Skylanders. Doesn't that sort of...
There was only two characters, wasn't it?
It was
Bowser and it was Donkey Kong.
But it's kind of opening a door there. So, where's the actual incentive for you to buy the Amiibo game and all that kind of stuff if you've already got the Skylanders game? I don't know. It just kind of breaks the model for me a little bit.
No, Dad. It's another way from where they're probably printing tons of cash from all the idiots who are buying that crap, but it just makes no sense to me.
I have to say, I'm normally
from
one of
those
business
idiots. Point of view, it does, because they're raking in money, but from a consumer point of view, it's kind of like, it's a waste of money.
Well, and even still, I'm one of those numpties that normally buy these kind of things with anything that's got a Mario on it, and I haven't bought Amiibo. Legend of Zelda, Triforce Heroes in the 3DS, Yoshi's Woolly World, which I know probably doesn't interest you guys, but it's the kind of game I can see me playing with.
Looks
pretty cool, actually.
Gameplay-wise, doesn't really interest me, but the way the game looks fantastic. Yeah.
I was really impressed with that.
Art style's awesome.
Sorry, I've not got a video actually keyed up for this one. I'm just going to quickly search.
Because you're just using all the videos I've posted. I didn't post that one.
Yeah, no.
It's weird, that.
Yeah.
Actually, for the last time, so we tried to record this like as a preview show, and I actually
we had them all going.
I meant like before the actual event.
Right.
So like on the Tuesday before, and we were just going to guess at all the stuff, and I'd queued up all the videos, and I actually had them all queued up before. I just didn't tonight because a bunch of stuff.
We can edit this.
I never do. So this is Yoshi's Woolly World. Is it actually?
I feel like the word "woolly" should be in there.
Woolly Willy Warmer.
There we go. So it's quite a cute little art style. It's they're woolly. As the name would suggest.
You were saying before, I have a Zelda, but I was in 3DS, wasn't it?
A 3DS.
So that went from a Zelda from a Wii U. That's been delayed to next year, hasn't it?
It has.
It wasn't even shown off at all.
No, they didn't say anything about it at all. This Woolies World comes out on October the 16th. It's the same people who made Kirby's Epic Yarn. Special packs include a plush amiibo. So actually an amiibo that will be used, but it'll actually be a fabric version. And you'll be able to turn other Nintendo characters into weird Yoshi-shaped creatures as well. And the other thing that was announced was Mario Tennis. Whoop, whoop.
Is that going to absorb your stupid man tears?
There you go.
That you paid 40 quid for it or something.
And finally, we've gotten right through everything that we had on the list.
Have we?
Yeah, is Deus Ex.
I'm not even going to bother correcting you like what you would do. I'll just mention it instead.
Deus Ex. So the new Deus Ex, Mankind Divided. Just you being the resident Deus Ex fan, what's your thoughts on this one? Are you quite excited about this one?
Looked great. Graphically, looked much the same as the last one, but enhanced, which you'd expect. They've been very much saying all the right things, saying you can basically stealth through the whole game without killing anyone, which was
impossible.
It was possible, but
it wasn't. You had to kill some of the bosses.
No, in the very first game, but in the last game, yes. Yeah. But in this one, when I said they've corrected that,
yeah.
God's sake. You still want that to be hard to do, because if it's easy, it's still through the whole game, and then the game's far too easy. You want it to be a real good challenge. You want to see if you can make it through it, which is I always attempt on maybe my second playthrough or whatever. And yeah, Deus Ex, I think it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And right up, it's my sort of first-person shooter where it's all about its choices and consequences of those choices, and hopefully they affect the world as you're going through, which very much appeals to me.
Never completed that one.
No,
complete the original
Human Revolution was.
Yeah,
I never played Human Revolution. The first one I got on a Steam sale because I never actually played it at the time, or I think I played it briefly at the time. But this one doesn't.
Absolutely adored the first one. It's my all-time favorite game.
So that's pretty much. That was pretty much E3 2015.
Was there anything else that we've missed? Or
I don't think so. I mean, I've went through my notes.
A bit more Mad Maxy stuff shown. There's some in-game stuff.
Yeah, but nothing kind of new.
The car.
Nothing particularly new.
I saw a proper video of that, and the car. Like, I actually got a proper look at the car combat, which looks great fun and looks really good.
I think it's going to be a really fun game.
The smoke and the sand and. All the dirt getting kicked up looked awesome. And the combat, which will be good because it is basically Batman's combat, which is always good because I still think the best sort of combat in fighting games you can get at the moment. Well, in these.
There's a lot of them doing kind of the same thing.
Yeah. They should maybe try and. A lot of games attempt their own thing, but they'll all clearly think, Batman's the way to go because it bloody works really well.
Yeah.
And it worked in Shadow Mordor, which is a fantastic game. And.
I've still got to go back to that, actually.
I kind of played about halfway through, and then I got The Witcher, and stopped playing that again. I should really go back to it again. So, Sam, out of all the games we've looked at, what was your kind of highlight for E3 2015?
Do we really need to ask?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Fallout 4.
Fallout 4. Chiz, what would you say was your one?
Fallout 4. It is.
I don't know. There was no big surprises for me. Like one thing we've missed about the Sony conference was Shenmue 3. They announced that. Although weirdly, Sony announced Shenmue 3, but said it's a Kickstarter. So it's kind of like we're burning Shenmue 3. Although we're not making it. Give the money to this guy.
Sega that did that, wasn't it? It wasn't actually Sony. Is it not Sega that's making Shenmue 3?
No.
Okay.
No, it was. Sega was involved in Shenmue 1 and 2,
I thought it was Sega that was doing the Kickstarter for 3. Sorry,
they might have something to do with it as well, but it was on the Sony stage that announced it, which kind of felt felt entirely pointless why it was even there.
You've got enough money, off.
It's kind of like. It just kind of felt, why are you putting a Kickstarter advert on your. Why aren't you putting your money up for this game and making it an exclusive? Because. You're announcing this Kickstarter, exclusive to the PlayStation.
But we don't quite have enough faith in it to put our own money into.
And they were asking for what was it? It was 2-3 million, which is nowhere near enough to make that game, because Shenmue 2 back in the day cost £57 million to make. So it's like, how are you going to make Shenmue 3 on that? So it's like, you're going to need more than that. I think they've raised it to, like, they've raised, put in certain incentives to get to £10 million, but it's like, even that's not enough to actually do what people want from Shenmue 3. If Shenmue 2 was, you're probably going to need over £60 million to actually make this game. And Sony, like, its folk have thought maybe if it's a Kickstarter got up to a certain point, then Sony would invest money in it, but apparently that's not the case at all. So I just found it totally bizarre. But I just kind of feel it was another way for Sony to go, we have no games this year, but we've got really cool announcements to get everyone excited. Which I kind of felt Final Fantasy VII and The Last Guardian was, because The Last Guardian, they showed this game off, it's out next year, or sorry, it's not this year, it's delayed another year. You just kind of showed you're still making it, you've not showed anything particularly new. It's just gonna, you know, that game that we've been dicking about for years on, it's still coming some point.
Yeah, somewhere it's gonna come along.
Yeah,
I think for me it was somewhere between Battlefront and Fallout 4 for me as well. I quite like the look of Battlefront, despite the fact I dislike those multiplayer games. But there's something quite nice about the Battlefront games. There's something quite satisfying, even though you just kind of spawn, die, spawn, die, spawn, die.
It's less frustrating for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know why, for the Battlefront games. Anyway.
And you can play in first or third person as well, which...
that's quite cool.
Again, whatever suit. I've not just said what game. I don't like...
Oh, sorry, Chiz.
The thing is, there was nothing really... All the games that I liked look of, I already kind of knew of anyway. There was no real big... Apart from, obviously, the few announcements Sony made were the big surprises, but... I kind of felt they were kind of like surprises to actually hide the fact that they've got nothing coming this year.
Yeah,
Fallout 4 was the only one that was really, because they had kept everything pretty much under wraps.
Yeah,
apart
not
from
mentioned anything.
The Boston thing, which someone had sussed out like a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
But even then, like, they had the thing before E3. I think it would have been like even better if they just kind of went straight to the conference and went, "Here's Fallout 3."
I think
it was just kind of like everyone was expecting Fallout 3 then, but which we couldn't expect it anyway. But 4, sorry, yeah.
I think someone kind of uncovered something, and they had to.
Yeah, they had to push it. I know what you mean. Anyway, so that was E3 2015. Thank you very much for joining us. Oh, I've just realised that I've done a screw up in the background there. Just before we go and before we close up this evening, I'd just like to thank UK2 for all the support of the British Tech Network. All the streaming, you can go back and listen to all old Gamer Show episodes, old Big Show episodes, all Mac Show episodes, because they keep them all, they cover all the bandwidth and all the server space and everything like that for the British Tech Network. Have done for quite a few years now, and will do for a few years in the future. If you want to head on over to thebritishtechnetwork.com/UK2 and just use voucher codes, you'll find thebritishtechnetwork.com/sponsors. You will get all sorts of great money off of VPNs, VPSs, domain names, all that kind of stuff. They're awesome. Please use them. The other people we just want to shout out is, if you want to send any money towards us to do anything, really, I mean, we'll do a dance for it, we'll get Sam to do a jingle for your company, you can play on Tin Pot Local Radio, whatever you want, please send us it's a grey area. I think we'll have to look against them.
So Paul, I'll shave a badger for you.
Depends on how much money, really.
It depends on how much money.
Everything has its price here.
BritishTechNetwork.com/Patreon or Patreon.com and search for British Tech Network. And please send us any cash that you want to just to support us. It would be really
£7.50
nice.
For British Tech Network nipple tassels.
And the other thing we should mention is 100TB, they support the live stream. So if you're currently listening to us in the live stream, and if you're not, why not? They are supporting our live stream, which is only a couple of seconds behind. So anywhere in the world, if you're in the States, if you're in the UK, whatever you want, it's a couple of seconds behind. And this is normally the point in, like, when people in America maybe switch off because UK2 is a British company. Well, 100TB are actually an American company. So if you want to use 100TB to get any servers, any streaming servers, anything like that, these are the people to go to. And if you want to just do a test, if you watch the Mac Show and Doc Rock, who's in Hawaii, he's on the Mac Show every week, and you will be able to see the he can watch the show a couple of seconds behind, and actually streams to him in Hawaii just a couple of seconds behind. It's broadcast from Birmingham. It's pretty impressive. That's basically us, guys. Is there anything else you want to add to the show before we close up?
I was a bit upset they didn't have more about Total War Warhammer, but
There was nothing
at all.
I wanted
to see some like in-game footage.
Yeah, I want to see some footage of F1 2015, but even that game's like 2 weeks away and they've still not shown hardly any of that, which makes me think there's a lot of features missing from it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they've not even announced co-op or anything for it, which is going to be crap if that's not in it.
It is.
A few little worries, but on the whole.
Right, so who do you think won E3 then out of the conferences or showed the thing? You got,
I actually think Microsoft with the announcement for backwards compatibility, which funnily enough, I think is an awesome thing and it's getting a lot of press and I think they won because of that press, but equally I don't actually think it's that big a deal.
Yeah. Well, I think for attention and press, Sony probably won it just because, as I say,
for
me those announcements were a bit empty. For me, even though there was no one game that blew me away from Here's Microsoft, but they had a few games I was interested in and games coming out this year. And the games that are out later in the year, they've got games I was sad that weren't there, but they're going to show them off. It's Gamescom, is Quantum Break, Crackdown, and Scalebound, which I'm not too fussed up. Well, I'd have to see more of that, but Crackdown and Quantum Break, they're going to be showing that off at Gamescom, which is in
I would have preferred if they'd made Quantum Leap.
Yep.
And why have they never made it? I bet you can find an old like Spectrum Atari game.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Anyway, thank you very much for watching our E3 show. We'll be back in 2 weeks with all the usual nonsense and Chiz having a right good old gripe about the new Batman game. But we will keep you. That is called a teaser, ladies and gentlemen, and you will have to wait 2 weeks to hear what Chiz has to say about that game. Thank you very much and good night.
So if you could quantum leap into anyone, who would you leap into?
Ooh.
Try to avoid dead air, please.
You can find me at Paul Wheatley on Twitter, just while Sam's mulling this over. The network's at British
YouTube,
Tech Network on Twitter, and if you want to email us, it's britishtechnetwork@gmail.com.
So I would say Wellington, but actually my first thought was me.
You quantum leap into yourself?
Yeah.
Like a younger version of yourself?
Yeah.
Before it all went wrong?
Yeah. Be amazing. That was so beautiful.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
You're touched in your special place.
No, that was the good times. No one touches me anymore.